This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Wednesday, the 2nd of December. So let's see, Christmas on a Friday, right? So it's 3 weeks from Friday. Do I have that right, Victoria? I think it's
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Away. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year to you. Happy Valentine's Day also. We'll make it all through. How's that? Pretty good for spur of the moment, right?
Not bad.
Not bad,
you're rushing
she
us
says.
To Valentine's Day already.
All right, listen. People just want to get through whatever it is that we're, whatever the heck it is we're going through right now. The forecast is live on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is ill today, so we work our way through the questions of the day, the answers of the day. The question is, when will you get your vaccine? That sounds like the beginning of an old TV show, which was way before your time, Victoria. Some people remember the Ralph Edwards production, How Would You Like to Be Queen for a Day? Which has a whole different connotation today than it did then. But at any rate, so Queen for a Day has nothing to do with vaccine of the day. When do you think? Have you looked at the schedule? When do you think? You said you were going to get a vaccine shot, though.
No,
right?
No, I probably yeah. will. It just depends. Yeah. I think I'll be in a good position that by the time I qualify for it, I'll pretty mm-hmm. much know what side effects are affecting people.
Yeah, I'll be the guinea pig
for that. I think that's really the main concern.
Right, exactly.
I've heard it can make people pretty sick. I've heard some people have nothing. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it'll be dependent on, I'll ask this question of the doctors on the program, Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack. Ken especially, because he's going to be closer to this than Jack will be. What is the effect? Is it different whether you get the Pfizer vaccine, or you get the Moderna vaccine, whether you get the whatever the other one is? Will it affect you differently? Because they all have different strengths and weaknesses, right? Isn't that the way that they've been described? One attacks a different sort of thing.
Yeah.
One's an immune deal. The other one is it puts the stuff in your body so you build up an immunity for it. Now, that sort of thing. So, at any rate, if you're thinking about the vaccine and when you will get it, the advisors to the Center for Disease Control voted 13-1 to recommend that both healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities be the first in line for any vaccines. So 13-1, who's the one who voted against that? That'd be interesting.
It was a doctor from Vanderbilt. She said she was worried that
Dr. Helen Talbot. Yes,
yeah, okay. That the vaccine hasn't been studied in the elderly yet in long-term mm-hmm. care facilities. So
bump people
I think that was
there
her concern.
Long-term,
but that's
facilities.
A you know, but that long-term care facilities, nursing homes, whatever you want to call them, they were a hot spot across
yeah,
the country.
Yeah, makes sense.
So yeah, and this also is in keeping with what they're doing. They approved the Pfizer vaccine in the UK. It's now officially approved. Approved. Mm-hmm. And so they're giving it to people who are 80 and over. So it's frontline workers and people who are over 80. So this is very much in keeping with what they're doing in the UK.
And then that begs the next question, how come if it's approved in England, is it not approved here?
Yeah,
that's the question, and nobody's got a good answer for that one yet. Another lot of red tape and BS. So anyway, the other thing that I heard yesterday, which was piquing my interest because of what I do in my life. My age fit into the first run, although I'm healthy, and I think you're right. The people who deserve it first are the ones who are in the long-term care facilities, who are generally over 80 for the most part. That's unless there's somebody who's got extenuating circumstances. But the other thing that is on the front burner is people who work in agriculture are going to be in that first wave as well. So that's my work in agriculture, and also my age will work for me. And that's, I think, maybe why Ken said that I'd probably be getting it first part of January. So we'll see. I think I am going to get it, although Jack Stockwell, who was on here yesterday, currently trying to talk me out. What? You're going to do that? No, don't do that. Look, how do you know what it's going to do? There's a reason it takes 5 years for the drug administration for the FDA to approve drugs. It takes 5 years to find out what it is. The studies that are being done take that much time, and so this is very dangerous. Well, I suppose there are people who look at it, what's more dangerous, taking the sample that you're going to stick in your arm or just leaving yourself
so
hanging out there?
So that's Jack's concern, the long-term Jack's effects concern. On in your body?
Yep, yes.
What does he think is part of that? Inflammation, what does he think?
It depends on which one of the vaccines. Again, that's why I just said there are three different vaccines that are going to be on the market. And so what one you take, it'll have different impact on you. But he doesn't really know, and neither does anybody else, because it hasn't been studied. I mean, that's the same thing that happens with any of these other. I remember when Viagra came out about, 30 years ago, whenever it came out, there were a lot of people saying, oh, you better not take that because blah, 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 blah. And then there were those who said the same thing about statin drugs 30-some-odd years ago. They came out, statins came out, I think, in the late 70s. And
a lot of people still say that about statins, though. I've read a lot of, there are a lot of doctors who are no fan of statins.
Yeah, right.
I know Jack is one of them.
Right. It is. That's the case. So now the coronavirus is circulating still. And there are a lot of people who have it that don't know that they have it. That's what the study suggests, looking at who's got it and what's what. They're sampling some blood. I guess apparently this new study came to the conclusion after the CDC found evidence of virus in blood collected in December of last year. So how about that? This thing has been floating around for a year, and we didn't get at it until 4 months after that.
Well, it's over a year. We know now that there were cases
in China. There were
China in October and November.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in the scientific community, there are a lot of scientists that, you know, they didn't really weren't allowed to have a voice throughout this year in many cases, but there were a lot of scientists saying that, you know, they knew within the community, they knew that this virus was coming out of Wuhan, and so. You know, I don't know. It's you know, there's nothing we can do about it now, but, you know, I think a lot of people in this country voted because the way they did, because they felt that the response was completely botched and ignored. And now there's a lot of stuff coming out from the CDC, and I think as soon as Joe Biden's sworn in, I think we're going to hear a whole lot more about how much interference there really was between the Trump administration and the CDC.
Okay, but
there's a lot more coming out.
So what? All right. So he's.
I think we need to make sure that runs independently and that never happens again. I mean, it's down to the wording on their website was manipulated by the administration, and that shouldn't have any.
No, I'm not a fan of the administration, as you know. I'm not no fan, but I think that we have taken this business, and I got into. Well, was it Monday we had the conversation with Jennifer? I'm going to keep taking shots at the other side because they took shots at our side. That is meaningless. And
I just said it's no. I just said the only reason that it's worth mentioning and the reason that the CDC is coming forward now, a lot of officials know that the writing's on the wall. They don't have to deal with Trump anymore, and they're saying this was a lot of manipulation within the agency from the administration, from the White House. That should not happen. The Justice Department shouldn't. Right, but then maybe there needs to be some laws passed in the next round of Congress. You know, in the next session, that changes that.
How are you going to change the quirkery, the quackery, or the just skullduggery of people? I think it's a hard thing to do. I don't know.
Well, if it becomes against the law for the White House to interfere with what the CDC is doing, I think that at least sets a good legal precedent.
Well, but then the other side, who's running the CDC? How are they just going to become autonomous and nobody's going to pay any attention to nobody will be in charge?
The CDC is not supposed to be manipulated by the White House, regardless of
who gets appointed. Who gets the jobs of the CDC? Who decides that?
I don't think all of them are. They're not appointees. They're not all the whole CDC. I think that's a regular government agency.
I think there are plenty of appointed. Well, every agency, the EPA is a regular. The FCC, go through the list. They're all regular government agencies, but yet they're loaded with. Conflicts from people who are in the business of whatever it is the departments are regulating, and they mess around with them. I mean, the CDC is loaded with people from drugs, the drug department, National Institutes of Health are as well. So I don't know. There's no perfection. There's no question about that. I'm with you on the fact that they might have been able to do something better, but I'm also for moving on. And, you know, maybe there's another law that's necessary, but you know as well as I do. How many laws are on the books that nobody pays any attention to? I mean, how many laws were on the books that Trump ignored over the past 4 years? And he's going to pardon himself, so it'll be the end of that, which is another kind of can of worms. You see that, who was it? It wasn't Barr. Somebody, oh, no, it was Rudy Giuliani, who apparently is recommending to Trump that he just automatically, last day, pardon everybody in the administration, whether they were up to their Mickey and stuff or not. Pardon them all.
Rudy looking for a pardon there, too?
Rudy's looking for a new hair dye. I'm not sure about whatever other things are going on.
Well, the interesting thing about that is we still don't know if it's constitutional for the president to pardon himself.
That doesn't make any difference. Because he'll take a shot at it anyway, and it'll be decided later.
If it goes to the Supreme Court, no one knows if there's any legal precedent for that.
Yeah.
So obviously the founding fathers didn't think that they'd ever have to deal with a tyrant in office who wanted to pardon himself. I mean, the Supreme Court has ruled on that. There's really a lot of interesting cases about pardons. And the Supreme Court ruled, I forget what year it was, maybe the 60s or 70s, but they ruled that if you accept a presidential pardon, you are admitting guilt. That's not my opinion. That's what the Supreme Court ruled. So everyone who accepts a presidential pardon is, in the eyes of the Supreme Court, admitting guilt. Yeah.
Hmm. That's interesting. All right, let's find out something else from Victoria's point of view, her experiences. I'm thinking, well, yesterday you weren't out because you were sick. Yesterday, I want you to tell us that story in the next half hour about what you were actually doing yesterday. It was Giving Tuesday, and I know that you gave, and I did, too, in a different way. But the ideal situation for you is to make sure in this world of crazy stuff that you're clear through, and deodorized, too. And you're getting that way because you're using Navage. For a clean nose, a clean body, a healthy body, this is the all-natural, drug-free, notice I say that with the weight loss product, I say it with the everything that comes on this program, that's my qualification to be able to talk about it. And so here it is, Navage, drug-free. If you've got sinus congestion, if you are allergic to everything in the world like I am and Victoria is, airborne germs galore, you use Navage. And what does it do? How have you been using it the last couple of days?
Oh, me? Yeah, I use it all the time.
Nobody else is here.
I didn't know you were going to ask me a question about it, but I use it. I've been using it for over a week, and I use it every day, sometimes twice a day if I can. And
Feel like? Tell me what's the experience like? When you go through the process,
if you're a neti pot user, which I have been for a long time, this is like the neti pot on steroids. It's easier.
Except
less mess.
It's all natural.
It's just saline solution. It's amazing. It cleans out your whole sinus cavity. It's incredible. And I have very sensitive sinuses, especially since we've turned the heat on. And that's where I noticed, you know, my head just got really stuffed up. So Navage has been it's been incredible. It's the best thing I've ever done for my sinuses by far.
The only nose cleaner with powered suction. That's how this thing works. I tell stories about this as I look through the box, figure it all out. All I'm thinking about is the nasty stuff that I breathe every day on the farm, the dust, the pollen, the pollution we all are breathing every day, and the bacteria and stuff that's floating around, the viruses. And so the season is upon us. But this is the sort of thing. I wish I'd been talking about this through the whole coronavirus thing, because this is a way to keep your nose clean. And between the nose and your eyes, that's how it gets into your body. So let's see how you can make breathing easy. Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, right? Navage.com. That is the place to get yourself signed up, get onto this product, and make it work. And maybe give it to somebody for Christmas who has this problem. Navage.com. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Somebody's problem, somebody's goodbye, somebody's last call number that they can't find, somebody's best day, somebody's worst night, somebody's reason for leaving on the porch light. Think about them tan lines, and I'm thinking damn, I'd love to drown in them heartbreaker blue eyes. Somebody's problem.
This is scratchy to me. You like Morgan Wallen? This is scratchy. A top Apple Music pre-ad. What is that? I don't. Luke Combs has been a country music streaming king for the past couple of years. The sole Nashville artist in the upper ranks of the Rolling Stone magazine's Artists 500. But Morgan Wallen has proved that there's room for more than one country star at the top of the charts, apparently, with this song. I don't like this at all.
Why not?
I just said scratchy. It's like, it's not smooth at all. I find it actually quite irritating to listen to it. Phil, you got another song from him? Let's hear what the other song.
That's what he sounds like.
I understand that. I just don't like it. And a lot of people do, obviously. I'm in maybe the minority when it comes to it. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I don't remember. I'm sure
this all sounds the same to me. I have no idea what the difference is between this song and the last one. But
really,
he's new on the scene, newish. He made a lot of controversy because the rest of the non-country world would know who he is because he was supposed to perform on SNL, and then he was caught partying. Yeah.
Oh, right. And then he was caught
partying without a mask on, and so SNL said, "All right, you're not going to perform on the show this weekend because you know you broke our COVID protocols." And then they had Jack White fill in at the last minute. So,
but isn't he coming on this week or pretty soon?
Yes, they rebooked him.
Yeah, right.
But he's a huge, I mean, I'm not the country person here, Jen is.
Me
but
either.
He's a huge up-and-coming, he's a really big up-and-coming artist, and people seem to really like him. He actually went on tour and opened for Luke Combs, so that's kind of how a lot of people became familiar with him. But what this means on the pre-ad for Apple Music, it means that before people have added him and this album to their playlist before the album is out. That's what pre-ad means.
Got it.
And so it's an indication of how many downloads he will get when the album is actually out, which I think is January 8th.
Okay. Good. Thank you for telling us that story. It doesn't change. There's so much emphasis on country music, on talk radio stations, because the biggest crossover listenership is from one to the other. I'm sure you probably knew that. In terms of music preference, that's been certified in survey after survey after survey of people who listen to talk. What is your musical preference? If you're not listening to a talk, what do you go to? And it's country.
Which is why we include it in our news.
Yes, it is. I understand that. Thank you. All right, let's move on musically. 26 after on the DJV program, Victoria and Doug and Margot Price, who's turned in a stripped-down cover of Joni Mitchell's River. It's a Christmas classic. It's a newly released video. She says she's a longtime Joni Mitchell fan. She performed her version of this song during a Planned Parenthood benefit this past fall. So what's the theme here? What underpins the river? Begins with a familiar sort of Jingle Bells motif. I didn't hear that at the beginning of it. She's at an electric piano, and she's describing a relationship breaking down during the holidays. Though not exactly a traditional Christmas tune, a river is set at the beginning of the season with a chill in the air and decorations going up. Theme of escaping for a while also makes it a sort of appropriate cover choice for a year in which most everybody has been confined and would like to escape, yep. So today, she's going to helm Tennessee's Stardust Drive-In Theater for an evening to present a perfectly imperfect night at the movies. Drive-In double feature includes a screening of the documentary about Linda Ronstadt that came out last year, as well as the premiere of her Perfectly Imperfect at the Ryman Concert. That's a film which was captured in Nashville a couple of years ago. The album version of that film is now available from digital service providers and physical edition. Well, actually, it comes in on Friday, I guess, yeah. Her latest album is That's How Rumors Get Started, came out this year. So that's the Margot Price story at 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial E-Crate offer. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom became the first Western nation to grant emergency use authorization for a COVID-19 vaccine, clearing a shot developed by Pfizer of the United States and BioNTech of Germany to be distributed in limited numbers within days. The two-shot vaccine is also being reviewed by the FDA, where a similar authorization could come later this month and a rollout before the end of the year. President Trump tweeted late Tuesday that he will veto the National Defense Authorization Act unless Congress repeals Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act, which critics say unfairly shields social media platforms from liability over their actions. The possibility of foul play has not been ruled out in the death of a social media influencer whose body was found in Houston, Texas, after she disappeared over the weekend. 26-year-old Alexis Sharkey's body was found Saturday morning by a Public City Works employee. Police said there were no visible wounds on the body. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Illegal immigrants attempting to make their way to the United States through Mexico has surged since the presidential election. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Border Patrol agents are already seeing a Biden surge in illegal immigration at the southwest border, with numbers surging to 21% over the last month alone. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan says the worsening economic conditions south of the border are largely responsible, but illegal immigrants are also looking forward to a Biden administration. As far as some of the policy reversals we can expect, Morgan says,
it's not just amnesty. So I went down some of the policies that are being put out there. First, they're going to stop the travel ban. Second, they're going to stop MPP, which really ended catch and release. The second thing, they're going to stop deportations for at least 4 months. The strategy also supports sanctuary cities to protect criminal illegal aliens. They're also going to reward illegal aliens with significant rewards like health care and now amnesty.
Morgan speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
During the month of October, over 66,000 individuals were apprehended between the ports of entry on our southwest border, as compared to 55,000 in September and 47,000 in August. A mysterious space object that has been captured by Earth's gravity and is widely believed to be a rocket booster from the 1960s is now visible to stargazers as it gets closer to the planet. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's now 34 after the hour on the DJB program. I don't know why I emphasize the J, because she's not here today. Jennifer is out ill. Hold a good thought for her so she'll be better on the morrow. Meanwhile, Victoria Keelan is here, and I'm Doug Steffen. You were giving time. I think this is a good lesson for everybody. I'd appreciate it if you tell us your experience on Giving Tuesday, because you decided not to be here to spend your time in a way which I thought was very dutiful. I gave some money to a local conservation group because they are important to me in a lot of different ways, been around for a long time. But the fact that we had Black Friday, and then we had Cyber Monday, and then we have Giving Tuesday, I don't think it's an accident that they all kind of come together, because it seems to me, whoever's behind the idea, that we ought to be thinking about other things other than ourselves. And that, I think, kind of, we're thinking about our family, but we're thinking about, stuff. And Giving Tuesday gives us a chance to look at things that in some people's minds might be more important. And maybe you didn't pay attention to it because you don't think Giving Tuesday is that important. But what did you obviously do? What did you do?
I helped produce the unveiling of the Salvation Army's giant red kettle in Times Square. So we were on Good Morning America and all the CBS morning show with Gayle King. So we got a lot of good publicity for the event, and it was wonderful. And it was, I think of the Salvation Army, they're kind of not really on my radar except for when I donate clothing. Yeah. And getting to know all the people who work for the Salvation Army, and it's amazing. like they were telling me that, you know, the way that the system is structured, you know, you can't marry anyone who doesn't work for the Salvation Army, and they're basically like missionaries, and they're sent
from
different locations, and
it's
these people are so wonderful and so devoted to helping other people. It was a wonderful, wonderful day. And you know, in New York City is just the need. Just this was just the New York chapter, but of course the Salvation Army is national.
How'd you get involved with them?
A friend of mine who produces these like very large scale events and concerts. We've worked together for many years now. So he'll call me in when he needs, you know, when he's got a big project going on. So I'm always, and it's always something hilarious and big and different. And so they built a 32-foot red kettle. And it's the Giant Red Kettle, and you can actually go to giantredkettle.org, and they're taking text donations, and you can make donations on the website. I had no idea that they do so much, and they have provided thousands and thousands of meals for people, and it's there's so much, you know, really getting outside of my bubble. I'm fortunate that I work from home, and my husband works from home, and you know, we are very grateful for all the blessings that are in our lives. But to hear the stories of how many people, how many Americans are just in dire need of help right now, it was very eye-opening. And it was, you know, for Giving Tuesday, it was a nice gut check of, you know, I haven't been back in Manhattan since March, so it was the first time I was back in the city, and Times Square looks different. But, you know, the heart of the city is still going strong. It was a lot busier than a lot of people would lead you to believe. Mm-hmm. Trump says it's a ghost town. It's not. But many, many people are struggling, and there are so many restaurants and businesses that have just papered up the windows, and that's it, and they're never going to come back. So it's unfortunate, but this is such a time where people are really relying on the Salvation Army for assistance, and it's... You know, I normally donate my money to animal rescues and the environment and things like that. But this year, people are going to be my priority. And I'm donating to the Salvation Army, Feeding America. Those are two organizations. And one of the things one of the reasons why I wanted to do this project yesterday in Times Square is because, you know, how we've talked many times about how many charities people give to, and they think it's going to, you know, they think their money is going to the right place.
Yeah. The Salvation Army, Wounded Warriors, the money goes to everybody but the people that need the help.
Yeah. And like so that. There's so many just fraudulent charities out there. And so, but the Salvation Army. Yeah, the Salvation Army, though, 96% of all of the donations go directly to people in need. And so that's probably one of the highest percentages of any organization. And just, like I said, getting to know the people who actually work in the organization and hear what they're doing on a day-to-day basis was really enlightening and very inspiring. So it was a wonderful Giving Tuesday.
Long since when I was doing a local radio program, actually I've been pretty much on every station in Boston and Worcester over my career, and the longest stint I had was actually here in my hometown on the AM and FM station, and I was very connected to the local Salvation Army here, the Greater Boston Salvation Army. I remember finding out the things that you did yesterday. I remember finding them out when I did that in the 70s with them, and there were two huge toy soldiers that were outside the Salvation Army's offices. And that's sort of heralded for everybody in town at the beginning of the Christmas season when they saw those huge 14-foot statues of the... And they're still around in Framingham today. They still... Salvation Army has different headquarters. But I remember meeting that it was Major... I can't remember his name now. I can see him. But it was Major something or other who was running the Salvation Army. And, yeah, it was a Christian organization pretty much, and it's very much they're into themselves kind of in how they live their lives, but they do a lot of good. When you go by, I think they probably still have those kettles, don't they, at all the malls?
All the red kettles were out yesterday all throughout the city, and you'll see them. Malls are not as, you know, populated this year, so they're kind of pushing for more online donations, which are for the most part, people are more comfortable with that right now. They're just a very dedicated and devoted group of people, and it was wonderful to spend a day with people who are just, you know, so selfless. It was really wonderful.
Yeah, that's what they are. all about, and the meals. And it's just a really good organization. For those of you who are looking for somebody or something to get behind, Salvation Army is a pretty good way of doing it. And it's pretty easy. Again, you walk by the kettle and you throw a few bucks in, whatever it is, or maybe you go online. But it is, I salute them. Victoria salutes them. It's a great culture. They're leaders when it comes to the spirit of the season, it seems to me. That is taking the money, putting their money where the mouth is, and helping people. Mostly it's about food and helping people who don't have enough to eat. That's really the bottom line. They have a kitchen. They had a, they, I think they still have a kitchen here, as a matter of fact. Although, the local rules being as stupid as they are, a lot of these places that are helping people have been closed down because they're worried about COVID. The people, if you want to volunteer and you're not worried about COVID, you ought to be able to do that and give as you can. So, anyway, that's good. I'm glad, proud of you. Good job. It's like Dad saying, okay, I'm proud of you, proud of my daughter. So the news from the world of Christmas and the world of theaters is that there is going to be a release of the English language version of Garrone's new imaging of the classic Pinocchio. It was a Disney thing, I think, first when Pinocchio came out. But this is one that has been done in Italy, right? They had the Italian stars and that sort of thing.
Yeah, Roberto Bernini. Remember Benigni? Yep. Remember him from he won the Oscar from A Beautiful Life?
Yes.
He stars as Geppetto. And they're going, I don't know if it's English language or if it's dubbed. I'm not sure.
Looks like it's dubbed, maybe.
Yeah, but it sounds like it's pretty interesting. It won at different festivals that it was released at, and so the Berlin Festival and people, you know, online in the film community have been buzzing about it. Yeah. So it's going to open on Christmas Day in theaters across the U.S. wherever
theaters
are
open.
Wonder
Woman 2 movies, good.
Yeah.
I'm going to the theater. You can be sure I'll be there. Just to go to the theater on Christmas Day, I'll be by myself anyway. So what the heck? Let's go see a couple of movies. And that's I think that's a great sign, frankly. Other things going on here. This monolith. I talked to Jack Stockwell about this yesterday. The monolith in Utah, which was there and then it wasn't there, and people are trying to figure out. No, people don't even know what a monolith is, I think, Victoria. Maybe we start with that. This is a rather large, silvery-looking thing, but in general, a monolith. What do you know about monoliths? What have you heard before about the?
Well, I believe they're ancient. They are from ancient Egypt originally, but like
aliens
the Washington Monument.
Them.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Right? No. Don't you, that's what aliens brought. No, I'm not kidding.
Aliens brought monoliths with them.
Yeah. You don't believe that?
Okay. Well, a lot of people. So a lot of people had caught on to this bizarre metal structure that just appeared in the middle of the desert in Utah.
Yeah.
And so in the middle of the night, four unidentified men came in, dismantled it within 8 minutes, and took it away. And so there was a photographer and his friend who were doing what you're not supposed to do and traveling to see this thing, and they were snapping pictures and actually caught this whole thing in the middle of the night, caught them removing the monolith. And actually had conversations with them.
Did they steal it?
No one knows.
Or was it there? See, that's the question.
Nobody knows. Maybe they were the ones who put it up. I don't know. And they seemed to be able to dismantle it pretty quickly and have it hauled away in 8 minutes. So I don't know. But the problem, though, is that the photographer said, and he knew that he and his friend, who's also a photographer, he said, you know, they knew that they were not supposed to be there. And Utah officials have been saying this is private property, you know, get off of the land.
But
and
it isn't
the next
private
morning,
property. It belongs
it is
to the
where
government.
It was. No, well, no, the, it's actually, it doesn't. It's considered private property because the Utah Department of Parks or whatever said that they couldn't go and remove it because it's considered private property and they don't have jurisdiction.
Private
so these
property,
four guys.
Who owns it then?
I don't know. That was their
Jack
statement.
Said it was Bureau of Land Management, BLM land. That's federal land. That belongs to you and me and everybody else who pays taxes.
But BLM is the one who made the statement that they weren't, that they had no authorization or jurisdiction to go and remove it because it was private land. That was just, that's all I know is that was their statement.
Okay.
So they didn't do anything about it, and they made another statement now that it's gone that they were not the ones who removed it. They reiterated that they didn't have jurisdiction. So whoever came in and took it could have just been the people responsible for it, or four other people who were annoyed that, you know, so many people were trekking into the desert. But the thing is, this photographer who posted these pictures on Instagram, he said that the next morning, as soon as daylight hit, he and his friend had camped out over the night, and that they were, you know, going to leave. And he said as they were departing the area, there were at least 70 cars of people who had driven in, and that's part of the problem. This is like delicate ecosystems. This is wild animals there. No, people in cars are not supposed to be going to this part of Utah. So I think it's a good thing that this monolith is gone, because, you know, humans trampling throughout all this, you know, the delicate ecosystem is not going to...
Well, I don't think about that sort of thing.
Of course not. Yeah.
Coming up in a moment, speaking of federal lands, how to legally cut down your own tree. A lot of that stuff started this past weekend. Cutting your own tree, going to find your own tree. Can you do it? Answer to that question coming up after Victoria and I get all excited about our first visit to Ebon's Bakehouse. This is something you're going to get very used to. E-B-A-N-S. Go to that website, ebonsbakehouse.com, because you will find there the yummiest cookies. Wait till you get these cookies. Wait till you taste these cookies, Victoria. I've had them. That's how I know that Ebon's Bakehouse exists. They're in Columbus, Ohio. They specialize in gluten-free everything. And you know how that is in my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. I can't have gluten. And most of the time when you get cookies or cakes or bread that is gluten-free, it tastes like, right? Well, these people have captured, they have maybe in some people's minds invented the best-tasting cookies that you will ever. They sell hundreds of thousands of these every month because the world is now finding out what a gluten-free cookie can actually taste like. And Ebon's Bakehouse is certified gluten-free. You can get muffins, you can get bread, but the cookies, they were, by the way, Healthline voted them the best gluten-free breads of the year. They are shockingly delicious. That's the best term I can think of, and so you'll have no regrets when you eat these cookies, and we'll be eating them on the air, I agree.
Well, you've been talking about these cookies for a while now, so it'll be interesting. I can't wait to try them.
And they're a veteran-owned company. All the people that work in the Bakehouse are veterans. That's another plus,
better.
Far as I'm concerned. Yep, yes, yes, yes. So butter comes from the Amish country that they use. The eggs come from free-range chickens. The whole thing is just nothing but fab. Ebon's Bakehouse. Go there. It is the time to be giving something special for those people in your life that you know who love, love, love cookies. Go to Ebon's Bakehouse. And when you go to ebonsbakehouse.com, you use the code DJV when you check out. That's how you'll get the best price on this, because they can be pricey, I suppose, maybe. But that's because they're so good, and they're pretty much handmade. But you'll pay less if you use the DJV code on checkout at Ebon's Bakehouse, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, there are 88 forests in the U.S. that belong to the Forest Service. They sell 200,000 tree permits a year, so that's the secret. You got to get a tree permit. Go online if you want. If you're near a forest that belongs to the Forest Service, go to usforestservice.org to get a permit to cut a tree on federal land. It's 10 before the hour.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tech Talk time on the DJV program. It's 53 past the hour now as we look into some of the things that will affect you technologically speaking. Nothing serious nor heavy lifting. We're not going to teach you how to make a computer. But Victoria, who probably could maybe put a computer together, is here to give us the update on what we may be seeing or experiencing, including back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
What's the deal about Wonder Woman this year?
Wonder Woman's buzzing, right? I mean, there's a lot of news about Wonder Woman. So the big news last week was that Warner Brothers, who owns HBO Max, that they were going to release Wonder Woman 1984 in theaters on Christmas Day, and on the same day, you were able to stream it on HBO Max. Now, here's some really good news for people who are thinking, well, I'd like to see Wonder Woman on a big screen and get all that, you know, wonderful high def, but I also don't want to go into a theater. Well, here's the greatest news. Up until now, HBO Max, the content, it has a 1080p resolution, which is the sort of standard HD. It's not as good as some of the other streaming services out there. HBO is behind on that. But it turns out Wonder Woman 1984 will be the first title that HBO Max streams on December 25th that will be in 4K. 4K is Ultra HD. And so if you have a 4K TV, you're going to love this on HBO Max. It will also support Dolby Vision, Dolby Atmos sound, and the 4K stream is going to be available on Apple TV 4K, Amazon Fire TV Stick if you have a 4K stick, Amazon Fire TV Cube, and Chromecast Ultra and AT&T TV. So all of those devices that are 4K ready, you will actually get to see Wonder Woman in true 4K. So, and it makes a big difference when you look at the screen. So this is great news for people like me who, you know, we're excited to see Wonder Woman. And since we're not doing anything for Christmas, we will most likely be watching Wonder Woman on Christmas Day. So, and we have the Amazon Fire Stick.
I'll be watching it, too. You and I can watch it at the same time. I'll be in the theater, and you can be watching it at home. Yada, yada.
There you go. Well, so the only device so far that you cannot watch it on, HBO Max is not available on Roku devices yet. The two platforms have not been able to put a deal together. HBO Max was not available on any Amazon product
for
a long time.
How popular is Roku, though, Victoria? How many
people have it? A lot of
people
have it. It's not like the highest, you know, it's not the most popular, but it's been around for a long time. And the reason people have Roku boxes is because that was the original way to get the internet onto your TV. So it's kind of like the original Apple TV. They're the OGs, and they're popular still, but you don't need that anymore. So, if you don't have a smart TV, then you'll need Roku. But everyone who bought a new TV, and we know how many TVs were purchased in 2020, it was like an insane amount. And the average size was 65 inches.
Woo.
So people are really, you know, yeah, people are just excited to have a giant TV at home and have that viewing experience. So HBO Max is finally, they also said that Wonder Woman will be the first in 4K, and then they're going to roll out other things next year also in 4K.
All right, so there you go. Shower power, a new shower speaker powered by the flow of water through the shower head. This sounds pretty interesting.
The Geek Out.
Shower speakers are not a new idea. They come in all shapes and sizes. But what about a shower speaker that is powered by the flow of water? Yeah, it's a product by a brand known for its wireless charging accessories. It's called Shower Power, and it screws in where your shower head goes, and then the head is screwed into it. So as water flows through the speaker and into the shower head, a tiny hydropower generator that charges the battery that then powers the amp and the speaker. 100% of the power comes from the flow of water, and it's all connected to your music via Bluetooth. The Shower Power is up as a Kickstarter for $70, and we've posted a link so you can check it out for yourself over at the Geek Out.
Big news from Dell. Their biggest event of the year is here, and you're getting early access. Black Friday is officially on. That's right. Dell is giving you major discounts on computers with Intel Core processors. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday.
All right, next up, this is a Wise announcement.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wise is the smart home company that's best known for its budget range of internet-connected security cameras. They now have debuted a smartwatch, and it's only $20. It comes in two sizes, 44 millimeters and 47, which is the same as the Apple Watch. It'll ship in February, and it, like I said, at $25, it will give you smartwatch features like blood oxygen monitoring, heart rate tracking. It's water and dust resistant, 9-day battery life, which is great, activity and sleep tracking, and integration with Google Fit and Apple Health. For $20, this is an amazing deal. So if you're looking for a smartwatch, Wyze, W-Y-Z-E, is my pick.
Sounds like Christmas gift time. W-Y-Z-E sounds like a great call letter. Set a call letter for a radio station, too. You're listening to W-Y-Z-E.
That's true.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.